we say in Ashrei every day, Ritzoin Yereov Yaseh. Ratzoin generates Yira. That's another way of translating that pasuk. Vayidei HaYira Shofea Chesed. When you have Yira, then Hashem can send down a flow of Chesed. Because if a person wants to show me kindness, they want to give me a drink, and I don't have a cup, it's not going to accomplish anything positive. You must have the keli. The keli is yira.
The Rav could elaborate. How do we know the balance of yira? In other words, Mashiach's coming. My question is, I have a lot of pachad, because if Mashiach comes, how do I know I did the right thing? What am I going to do here? I'm a little bit afraid that Hashem's not going to be happy with me. Can you elaborate on this,
yes.
On the balance of yira?
I've heard this from a number of people, this issue, that there are some people who are wishing sort of in the back of their mind or the front of their mind that I don't want Mashiach to come yet. He should wait until I do a couple of mitzvahs, a couple of more mitzvahs, or I do tshuva better, you know, etc., etc. The state that I'm in now, we need to know that the concept of Mashiach coming represents a universal tikkun, a major boom of Hashem's kindness. That doesn't mean that there isn't going to be any judgment then. There will be judgment. But the coming of Mashiach is a gift for all Jews. All Jews. Some of us will have to experience some difficulties in the process. But in the overall picture, Mashiach's coming is 99.9% wonderful, chesed, fabulous, for everybody, for all of us, all of us. Especially trying to connect to a true tzaddik, trying to connect properly to the Torah, and using tefillah, praying. A person who has those three things and a degree of emuna in yourself, self-confidence. There are good things that I'm doing. Optimism, hope, avoiding the negativity. A Jew, the attitude that we're supposed to have is achak eloi b'chol yom sheyavoi, that we're anxiously awaiting Mashiach's coming today. And we know that he can come today. And if he does, we're going to sell major celebration. But in another pocket, I need to know that there's so much tikkun that has to take place in order to prepare the world for Mashiach. If he doesn't come in the next minute, I need to know that I don't fall apart. I don't give up on his coming. It's an important balance. And how does a person have this balance? Through tefillah, help me understand the Torah properly, and therefore be able to balance the ahava and the yira between incredible optimism and judging ourselves favorably on one hand, and on the other hand, knowing I shouldn't be lazy. I should try to every day add another mitzvah, another good deed.
Thank you, Rav Nassim, and also thank you for this beautiful shiur that we have here. I'm very, very thankful that you give your time to Klal Yisrael so that we could feel great about our day before we start our day.
Sure.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you for this fabulous group of people that's making it possible. We're in this together, Baruch Hashem.